There's little known about the flat-backed turtles that nest on the beaches of North Queensland or the threats they face. But a group of Indigenous rangers is working to protect the creatures by patrolling beaches and the ocean. Mixing traditional knowledge and modern science, the rangers are making sure the extraordinary species will survive into the future. The rangers are fitting the turtles with GPS trackers to get a better understanding of where they go and how they live. Miriam Hall from ABC Rural spent an evening with the rangers at Wunjunga near Townsville in North Queensland.
It's almost dusk and the North Queensland heat is just easing. At a small campsite near the ocean, dinner preparations are underway.
Turtles have got lovely big eyes, big dreamy eyes, and you do get attached to them. And you don't like to see them declining and you don't like to see them hurt.
Jim Jantz lives in this tiny township called Wunjunga, south of Townsville. Flatback turtles nest along this beach and Jim and his wife spend much of their spare time watching out for the vulnerable creatures, particularly as they nest.
Well, we're retired and we just thought it was a good thing to do and so now we don't mind at all doing it. We do really of our time.
Did you have much interest in turtles before this?
Not at all. It's just that we were... once we were shown about the turtles, I didn't realise how dire straits they are in.
It's something that the local Indigenous rangers are worried about too, and tonight a group of them is gathered to find turtles to fit with satellite tracking devices.
We'll meet his other mob, introduce them, and then Jim's going to do a smoking.
But before anything can be done, we're all asked to be part of a traditional smoking ceremony.
Jim Gaston, I'm traditional owner. For the Burugaburujiru people, we make sure that everybody that works with us in partnership are safe with what we do. And now that I've smoked everybody, and I've done them plenty of times, every time we do a project, it keeps them safe with us.
Jim and his team will camp here for days, spending their nights looking for turtles, following their tracks along the beach.
Our people looked after them for the last 40,000 years, you know, and that was our tucker, and that's why we today look after them so that the next generation may not be able to eat them, but at least they can still see and touch and do what we do. We're looking at the nesting cycle of the flatbacks. We've got satellite tags that we're going to put on four of the turtles, and hopefully everybody around the world will be able to get onto seaturtle.org and track our turtles.
You said that your people used to look after turtles, have looked after turtles for tens of thousands of years, but they were food at one point. That's not the case anymore?
No, not now. It's still food. We still hunt for traditional customs and ceremonies and like weddings and burials and funerals and that. But till we found that the green turtle especially had a disease in them, which is fiber papilloma, we stopped hunting them and eating them because we wanted to find the science, or their science and our science, why this happened, you know.
Is that hard to not be able to do those traditional takes anymore?
Oh, we've got other food out there too, but turtle and dugong, unless you're eating it, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so you leave those alone, those species alone?
Yeah, we don't hunt dugong whatsoever in our area because when I was a kid years ago, there was thousands around now. There's only about a dozen that frequent our area.
And turtles the same? You don't hunt those anymore?
Well, we still hunt them. But we don't hunt them like we before. We depended on them. Our families depended on them, you know. Now we preserve them and protect them and make sure they're there for the next generation.
Dinner's ready. I'm offered a plate and I start chatting with another traditional owner, Eddie Smallwood.
Chairperson of the Gujita Reference Group and also the coordinator of our ranger program. We need to protect these turtles because we want to make sure that they're there for our kids and our grandkids. So, you know, it's about working together and it's not about the blame game. It's about managing and protecting.
Light's fading now and the rangers gather around, learning how to attach a certain type of tag to the flatback turtles.
And that goes onto it. So it wears it like a harness. Mm-hmm.
And then the marine scientist Christine Hoff is camping here too.
This week we're going to be satellite tagging four flatback turtles, and we attach that to a harness onto their shell. And what that does, it sends a ping and a GPS location as to where they are when it surfaces to breathe, and we can then map where it's travelling to and where it's when it's coming from.
That's amazing.
It is absolutely amazing. So we can actually find exactly where they're going and where they're travelling.
When it's dark enough, we head down to the beach in search of the turtles and their nests. The beach is deserted, but we begin navigating with torches. The ranger I'm with knows exactly where to look.
I'm Michael Bacco. They tend to like to come up with the high tide and there's more water, and it's a lot easier for them to access the beach, and it's a lot easier for them to go back to the water too.
Why do you enjoy this work?
It's in my blood, I'd say. Well, I'm a Torres Strait Islander. I've lived in the land, I've lived on the sea. I've dived for turtles, I've dived for crayfish, I've dived for troca shell.
Is that anything there? That one, what we just saw?
Where?
Just back here? No?
Nah.
No?
You'll see it, you'll see it. It'll come up on the beach.
Like a big long track.
Yeah, you'll see him crawling up all the way, you won't miss it.
Suddenly we stop. It looks like just a dip in the sand, but Michael easily recognises this as a turtle's nest.
If you just look here, and you can see where the turtle's actually laid, and you can see the shape of his head, his body.
It must be a big turtle.
Yeah, he's pretty big. He's pretty big.
It would be a she though, wouldn't it?
Yes, it'd have to be. Yes.
And so there are eggs under this sand?
Yes, there's about 50, maybe 40 or 50 so.
When will we expect these eggs to hatch?
Well, it takes about 66 days for the turning process, so anywhere between that and 66 days.
Must be satisfying when you actually see the turtles.
Yeah, it is in a way, yeah, it is.
A lot of what people have said is that they want to keep the turtles preserved for the next generation. Is that something that you think about?
Yeah, I think they're just, they're compulsory to the whole thing anyway. I reckon they'll never die yet. Doesn't matter what we do or what anyone else does, I reckon they'll always be here. They've been here for thousands of years and they'll always be here. It's just about finding ways to help them and preserve them and protect them.
An optimistic look there about the future of flatback turtles in North Queensland from Indigenous ranger Michael Barco, ending that report from ABC Rural's Miriam Hall.